Johnson, we're sorry to inform you your request for a second loan has been refused. And the board of directors up in the city has instructed us to take the farm from you. We understand your problems and wish that we could help you, but the falling price of wheat's not our concern. And the cost of operation may well be rising, but the fact is that you lose more than you earn. This Saturday morning there will be an auction underneath a cold gray country sky. And while the rest of the nation is still sleeping, they'll be bidding America goodbye.
Just south of the Great Lakes capital city, covering all of North America via satellite, AM and FM stations all across the country, and live and archived on the World Wide Web. This is hour number two of Govern America. I'm Darren Weeks as we continue on here on this 3rd of July, 2010, and we're going to be visiting this hour with Roger Mundy of the Kansas 10th Amendment Society, and he's going to be talking a little bit about some of the stuff that he's done in the past, and maybe we can get into a little bit about how you can also organize your own group and maybe explore. Because, you know, I remember talking, and I've mentioned this several times on the show, that legislators, in fact, I've even talked to people who worked at legislators' offices. I've interviewed some of these people on the show in the past. And what they tell you is that whenever they get just as few as, you know, just a few handful of calls on one subject, they consider themselves inundated. This is the power that we have on a local level, because the vast majority of people and the vast majority of organizations are clamoring for people to call the critters in Washington, D.C., who are just not concerned. When you call Washington, D.C., and I urge folks to call too, but a lot of times they ignore you. They not only ignore you, but they're rude to you on the phone. They treat you like you have no right to be participating in the legislative process, that you're an outsider. And it seems to me like more and more the only people that are taken seriously on a federal level are those with a lot of cash, a lot of money, to be able to throw at the candidates and throw at the politicians. And those are the ones that get the ear of Congress. But on a state level, people are largely, they would be paying attention. They want to hear from you. And when we call and spend time to educate, and as Roger Mundy says, instruct these state legislators, we have a lot more bang for the buck. And of course, I realize there's a lot of money that happens, a lot of money that's passed down from on high to these state governments and local governments. But we're going to talk about some of this when we come back. Roger has some thoughts on sovereignty and the sovereignty movement. Maybe we'll get into that some as well. And there's pushes for constitutional conventions as well. So we have a lot to talk about with Roger Mundy on the other side of the break. So stay with us, folks, as we're going to go ahead and take the break. And when we come back, we'll bring up Roger Mundy here on Govern America. Don't go away.
The The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine. People tell me there ain't no use in trying. Now, my girl, you're so young and pretty, and one thing I know is true. You'll be dead before your time is due.
We're back. This is Government America. I'm Darren Weeks. If we continue on here, I want to say real quickly a little housekeeping. RBN's having a pledge drive. Anyone who wants to help, to donate, we highly, highly need your support to keep the network going. A lot of expenses associated with the network, satellite time, personnel has to be paid, internet streaming services have to be paid. You got to keep the lights on if you're running a network, folks. A lot of bills. If you do it right. And, of course, phone lines, that's a lot of the expense right there. Phone lines, bandwidth, all that. So any help that you can give would certainly be appreciated. During the week, you can call 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. And that's during office hours, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. It's 11 to 7 Eastern if you live on the Eastern time zone. And off after hours or any other time, you can go to republicbroadcasting.org and donate online. Now, the RBN business cards are still available. You can get 100 of these things for $10. They're a great way to spread the word about the network, because not only are we looking at individual solutions for feeding ourselves and hydrating ourselves, but also we're looking at getting the information out while we can, while the network is still able to be operating in the face of an increasingly fascist dictatorship-type government. Anyway, so you can get 100 RBN business cards for $10. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. Also, they want us to announce that the podcasts are working on the network as well. Apparently, there were some problems with those. Those are fixed now. So anyway, once again, the number to support the network, 800-724-2719 during the week, during business hours, or republicbroadcasting.org anytime. Now that we took care of the housekeeping measures, Roger Mundy is on the line. We're going to be bringing him up right now. Roger spent many years.
Hello.
Yeah. Hi. How are you doing, Roger?
I'm okay.
You were with the Kansas 10th Amendment Society. I guess the best place to start here is I would like you to tell people a little bit about your background, why you organized this whole thing, what made you get into this whole patriot movement and this sovereignty movement, whatever you want to call it. How did your awakening come about?
Well, you know, it's like I believe there's a lot of us out there that have an awakening from when we are very, very young. We can't put our finger on it. We sense something's wrong. I think even a lot of kids in school being brainwashed right now have a similar sort of thing. But what basically moved me was I hit something like 30 years old and discovered that I wasn't learning anything. And I go into a scriptural study, and then get very deep in that. And then down the road, Waco happened. And this made me move me towards we've got to do something. They're murdering these children. I knew they were murdering the children there, and so I saw a little ad. Someone showed me a little ad of a group meeting, and I go to this little meeting, and at that meeting, it was debated whether or not to. And I don't know how many will remember this, but there was this ultimatum resolution by Joseph Stump, and we debated whether or not to pursue that or to pursue the 10th Amendment resolution of what's his name out of Colorado. And,
I know what you're thinking of. I can't think of it either, though.
Yeah. Anyway, Charles Duke.
Yes.
So we vote to do the Charles Duke resolution, and then, you know, we're talking about that. And
hold it right there. Don't forget what you're going to say, because I want you to explain a little bit for those listeners that might not know, what was the 10th Amendment resolution that Charles Duke was putting forward?
It was basically like the very similar. The 10th Amendment resolutions went around the states here recently, and basically all is the states telling the federal government that the federal government is trespassing on their authority, and the state has certain rights and powers. I guess you'd call it powers reserved to them by the Constitution.
Okay.
And so, you know, during that debate over what we should pursue, someone raised the issue of how do we enforce the 10th Amendment resolution. It is just a resolution. It's just a memorial to the state, even if they do it. Where's the teeth to the 10th Amendment resolution?
Mm-hmm.
And no one knew what to do. There were suggestions, well, what the states could do is escrow the money that comes in that is sent in before it goes to the IRS. You escrow it in the state account, and then if the feds are not behaving, they don't get it, which is pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
But what we did, we pursued, this is before I was chairman, and they named it the Kansas 10th Amendment Society, and we pursued the 10th Amendment resolution, and we got that, we were about to get it passed through the state, and then all of a sudden here comes the this other thing called the Conference of the States that mm-hmm. came out of the Rockefeller think tanks. It was in the same kind of language the 10th Amendment resolution was, and tracing back the origin of this thing, Governor Allen Virginia, maybe, issued an EO that called for several points. One, start a popular movement, a grassroots movement. Two, push through the Conference of States and so forth. And the Conference of States, its main things was three amendments to the Constitution and to call for this conference to meet, and but exploring that more deeply, it looked like what it would form would be a standing constitutional convention,
mm-hmm.
A perpetual constitutional convention that would rule this country by amendment. They'd never adjourn, and and then the amendments they proposed.
So in other words, what you're saying then is the convention actually then becomes kind of a shadow government.
Yeah, basically it would become a parliament, wherein the British Parliament, they say the British Parliament has all authority, and that they have no written constitution, and whatever they say is the constitution, and basically they rule by amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting, in this effort, Margaret Thatcher's chief advisor was involved and so forth.
Yeah.
And the three amendments they first proposed, one was targeted right at the 10th Amendment, which would require every issue like that to go to the Supreme Court, which is exactly like saying, all right, when there's an issue between the states and the Supreme Court over their 10th Amendment rights, the federal government will determine what the powers are. The Supreme Court's federal government. Mm-hmm. And so that's absolutely no good. And then the other two were targeted at the state's power of instructing their senators in the U.S. Senate, basically would have destroyed the Article 5 state instruction of the Senate. So what this told me was that there were two very major powers they were concerned about the most. One was the 10th Amendment reserve powers of the states, and even more important to them than that was the power of the states, if they ever came to know they had this power, was the power the states all have over their U.S. senators and Congress.
Yeah.
And so this is I didn't even know this at the time. We went up and we defeated the Conference of the States, sent out information all across America. Some of it made even into this summit that was held after the Conference of States was defeated, and they had a substitute summit, and our information made it into the inner sanctum of there, and that thing went nowhere, and we went in and to our state and put forward the notion to question this thing, because it could call for a constitutional convention. And, of course, state legislators didn't understand too much, but they had this. We raised enough information, they were concerned.
Okay.
And
hold it right there. Remember your thoughts there, Roger. We got to take a break here.
Okay.
And we also have a caller on the line. We'll get to you, George, in just a moment, so stay with us. Folks, our guest is Roger Mundy of the Kansas 10th Amendment Society. We'll continue our discussion here in just a moment.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
And we're back. This is Govern America. We're visiting today with Roger Mundy of the Kansas 10th Amendment Society. And we have George on the line. We'll get to you in just a moment. George, hang with us. Roger, before the break, you were telling us a little bit about the your involvement in the 10th Amendment Society and the and how this whole thing kind of evolved with the Constitutional Convention being pushed by the Conference of the States. Hopefully you know where you were in this.
Well, basically what we did by reaching the state legislature in our area, they not only killed the Conference of the States, which the Council of State Governments, which they're all members of, and all these Rockefeller front places that wine and dine them and give them these junkets and stuff, was advocating, and the National Government Association was advocating, and all these Metro 1313 think tanks, and so they had a lot of influence over these unthinking state legislators, and what I say is that this 10th Amendment movement very possibly arose first as Governor Allen's started a popular movement bringing the Conference of States, because as the 10th Amendment resolution was passing through the states of the Union, all of a sudden the Conference of the States showed up on its back.
Interesting.
Yes, and so I think it's a dialectic. But anyway, didn't succeed because the people killed the Conference of the States all across America. We did in Kansas, and we were successful enough that there was a move by state legislators there to kill their standing call for a constitutional convention.
Mm-hmm.
And so we stopped it dead in its tracks at that time.
And but that doesn't stop them from continuing to try, does it?
No, certainly not. And then basically what happened to me is I went into prayer. After that time, we were into a defensive mode against all of these horrible bills, and that's about 95. I remember there was one bill that would have federalized the state police, and it was attached to a different bill, and that it was put in there by a uniform law commissioner and the state legislators, Rand Rock, and it had passed both houses on the governor's desk, and our governor didn't have a spine. It wouldn't have mattered. He would have signed it. So I just went on a local radio show and alerted to the people to the fact that if the thing passes, the federalities can come into the state and assume all powers without even slowing down. So that one little radio show triggered so many phone calls to the state legislature that their switchboard jammed and that bill was killed. And then Mr. Rand Rock, Brotherhood of the Robe, was called on the carpet before the governor.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is the effect people can have even when they're ignorant, like I was, and am still to a large degree. And
well, you don't sound very ignorant to me. I think you're very well studied. I think that is very evident. I'm going to go ahead and take, I guess George dropped. Sorry, George, we were going to take your call there. If you want to call back, we'll still take your call. Anyway, Roger, the thing is, I hear a lot of talk from people about how the Constitution is really powerless to help the states or to help the people. It seems to me like a lot of people in our movement, if you want to call it that, in the freedom movement, in the freedom arena, a lot of people are helping the other side make their arguments for them.
Yeah.
And by that I mean that, we make a lot of statements like, the Constitution was thrown out in 1938, that the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution means that the federal government can do anything they want, and the states are powerless to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
Article 6, the treaties,
mm-hmm.
international treaties usurp the Constitution. I mean, there's a lot of things that people say that go to undermining the Constitution, and basically it makes you want to throw up your hands and give up.
Yes, I understand.
And yet, with the current constitutional pushes and the fact that, I keep seeing these things where the federal government's given the states this and that and the other to pass these laws on a state level, it seems very obvious to me that there are some kind of hurdles that they have to get around. And why would they be spending all this money and all this time trying to undo the Constitution if the Constitution were just worthless?
That's absolutely right.
Okay, you're going to have to... I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, I talked us up to a break here. Let's address this when we come back from the break, okay? Because I think this is really scratching where a lot of the patriot movement itches today.
Mm-hmm.
We need to dispel some of these myths. We need to deal with some of this, what I view as just absolute garbage in the movement.
Yeah.
So, folks, our guest is Roger Mundy of the Kansas 10th Amendment Society. He's been active on a state level for many years. And we're going to take the bottom of the hour break. And when we come back, we'll continue our discussion. And your phone calls are welcome. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. This is Govern America. We'll be back here in a moment on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And we're back. We're visiting with Roger Mundy of the Kansas 10th Amendment Society. And Roger, before the break, we were going to talk a little bit about some of these things that people keep saying in the freedom arena, where, you know, against the Constitution, making, really, in my view, making the arguments very well for the other side. I don't think the other side really has to say a whole lot, because the Patriot Movement does it for them. We hear things like, you know, as I was saying, you know, the Supreme Court ruled in 1938 that the Constitution, basically they threw out the Constitution, that we've been living in a kind of a martial law type state without a valid Constitution ever since. You hear things about Article 6, the Supremacy Clause, saying, you know, treaties override the Constitution, so we're powerless to do anything about the treaties. Can we address some of this stuff, some of these things in the that are being made, some of these points that are being made in the Patriot community today?
Yeah, well, basically, there's a few principles that I think if people understand, they could see a way through this maze, and largely, we don't really need to address all of these contentions. A lot of them have a lot of validity to them, and may even be valid to a very great extent. But the essence that people have to understand, this Christian nation, is that the letter of the law killeth, and the spirit of the law setteth free. The essence of a republic, the very breath of life in a republic, are instructions from the people. The republican form is the people, from their beliefs, their duty, assemble, and then they deliberate, and then they instruct. And every single political power of the people in this country was constructed on that principle. So that, from the vote, to the, petite jury, to the grand jury, to the Constitutional Convention, to the Constitution itself, all these things are in a republican form, and the very power of the people are reflected in their commands to their government, their instructions, not petitions, where the founders petitioned the king because they believed they were subjects of the king, and until their independence was declared here. We have an anniversary coming up shortly. Mm-hmm. But where the power lies in the republic is in the popular assembly, in the commands from the people, where they have the authority. Now, if what I say to people is this, if you want to take command over this republic, the people in general, you must be willing to give commands to this republic. And there's a lot of history behind this, but it used to be that representatives were called representers. And this, what they were representing was what was presented to them. And the delegate sent to the larger assembly of delegates would receive instructions from the popular assembly, and those instructions is what they would represent. It was their very credentials before they could even take a seat in the legislative body. And so when they took their seat in the legislative body, they were representing only those things they were authorized to do by the people in assembly. If they did not do what the people had commanded, they were not representers. They were guilty of sedition against the people. They could be then instructed, here another instruction form, out of office, and face the consequences of the enraged greater authority of the people. So the spirit of a republic resides in the people's instructions. No matter what a court may say, like I was on debating on a bunch of lawyers on a local radio show, and they said, well, the Constitution says what the Supreme Court says it says, and I said, I beg your pardon, the Constitution says what the people say it says. The Supreme Court is a mere creation. They are creatures under the authority of the people, and the highest court in the land is the people in assembly.
Yeah.
Very good. This is the essence of a republic. And so if we want a republic, we must do a republic, no matter what the high Masonic court may say or declare. This is one fundamental principle we have to understand, that a republic has those three aspects, and it's assemble, deliberate, and instruct. And then the substitute for a republic, and from my studies it appears that the origins of every government in the world may have been there's cases where it was tribal, but then the tribal soon changed to a republican form because a tribal under a patriarchal head after the first couple generations, then all of a sudden you've got competing sons, and they come together for mutual survival and must come together as equals, even though all may not be equally threatened, they are all threatened, and they deliberate what to do, and then they instruct what is to be done to address the threat or even just to survive. And so it looks like we don't have many records of these republics. We have some, but it looks like it is an organic origin of all governments, and that democracy was invented as a substitute for a republic, even though it is still subject to the same three natural laws that I believe God wrote into all his creation. And the difference is, here is a democracy, the democratic form, the elite assemble, and they deliberate, or some would say conspire, and then they issue their instructions to their demagogues, who go out and institute a dialectic, and the demagogue's role is to fan the passion of the mob to accomplish the synthesis of the dialectic, and that's what the elite wanted the whole time. And mm-hmm. and democracy is not mob rule. Democracy is ruling the mob. It is well documented in certain cases, like, you know, the founders were schooled by an elitist sort of education establishment, and out of Britain and Scotland and such, and they taught that Julius Caesar was this tyrant, and that this great defender of the Republic back then in Rome was Cicero. But when you, if you read The Assassination of Julius Caesar by Michael Parente, you will see it's an amazing expose. Julius Caesar was at that time the head of the Populari, the populist party,
mm-hmm.
and that Cicero was a member of the Optimates, which is the best men. They were senators, not subject to the people, and they were, what they were busily doing at that time was replacing all the native labor in Italy by slaves. They had replaced up to at least a third of the labor by slave labor, and they were confiscating the property of all the people in Italy. And this is, Cicero was the demagogue of the elitist Senate, pretending like they do now to represent the Republic, and Julius Caesar comes in and forces a new concept into their law that all men have equal rights. Now, the author describes that all men have unalienable rights, and I say this is not a description of a tyrant. He was assassinated for his efforts, of course. But then what we see here is the democratic substitute for, since Cicero appealed to protecting the Republic, what it does, it evidences the earlier, far earlier rise of a Republican form in Rome before all of this power came into their hands. And many, many centuries before. And the memory of that republic resided in the Populari Party.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we've got here is people schooled by elitist establishments, universities, and they are indoctrinated, and even their instructors are likely just indoctrinated. We don't know how much... who knew what the motives were behind these individuals. We don't even need to know. But what we can observe is the evolution of certain phenomenons across history. I remember reading The Persian Empire by Olmsted, who points out, with the only exclamation point in the entire book, that the fledgling Greek democracies were protected under the overspreading wings of the Persian king of kings, Darius. And this surprised him, because he's been conditioned to think of democracy meaning something that it doesn't. But it's not surprising when you understand that all tyrants in history rule by the consent of the elite.
Yeah.
And that he's happy to recognize any government that has an elite ruling behind the scenes as long as they give him his tribute. So,
you know, what I hear you saying in terms of, you know, because I asked the question earlier, what about all of these things that people are saying that undermine the Constitution?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can rule the Constitution null and void if they want to. They can say that it doesn't exist, it's not important, that it, you know, it is suspended, that we have martial law,
yeah.
That, you know, treaties override the Constitution and things like this, which even the Supreme Court, I want to point out, you know, even in the face of a Supreme Court ruling that actually said that that's not so.
Right.
No, Article 6 actually says, this Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made pursuant thereof, and all treaties made or which shall be made under the authority of the United States shall be the supreme law of the land. It starts off with this Constitution.
Yes.
And so, and that's what a lot of these people that are trying to say that the treaties override the Constitution, how can the treaties override the very document which defines what our government is, you know?
It can't. Logically, it can't. But you see, the thing is, if an idea is believed by the people, that is, the people's belief is the ruling power in every government for all time in all of history. It is the natural law, the first power, the power of the pen. It is the people's belief. You know, the old saying, the pen is mightier than the sword. Well, that's true, because the pen affects the beliefs of a people, and actually the beliefs of the people control the hand that holds the sword.
Mm-hmm.
So, the pen is mightier than the sword. The beliefs of the people are supreme, and that this whole matrix, and it's a good name, it's a beautiful a metaphor, the matrix, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This whole matrix is held together by a thread of consent, and even that thread of consent is a step in the dialectic, Satan's dialectic, and it's called sovereignty, which we'll get to, I hope. But what the people say in their popular assemblies, in their instructions, the people being the highest court in the land, if they can see that simple truth, if they can see that everything done in their name, who should have the final say of what's done in their name, and who is their representatives, representatives, and more importantly, use the term, who are the representers, who are the servants, and who's the master here. And so the people in their assemblies can define all of the terms the Gnostic temple of the courts use. The people in assembly need not conform to the, you know, there's these procedures and these terms of art, and I think it's more accurately called rituals and incantations that the high Gnostic temple, the mystery religion of the Masonic temple, can be overridden by the higher authority of the people in assembly. And what they must do is understand the Lord says to be free, you first seek the kingdom of heaven, and all the rest will be given to you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to seek the kingdom of heaven, What you're doing is you're seeking his sovereignty, not your own. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so what we have here, and what I've observed, is that all these various movements, like there's basically kind of four major types of shows in RBN and all the other freedom movement radio stations that have seen past the synthesis of Satan's dialectic, and that, you know, that synthesis is also in the form of ten-person sword, and basically the sword part being we're a democracy.
Okay, hold it right there, Roger. I'm sorry to interrupt you. We have to take a break. I think this is a very important discussion. We're getting down to some fundamentals here that I think everyone needs to take to heart. These are solutions, folks, whether you realize it or not. Stay with us. We'll continue this with Roger Mundy on the other side of the break.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
All right, we're back. This is Govern America, a short segment this time and next time as well. But we'll have a little more time later on in the next hour, in the second segment of the next hour. But, Roger, before the break, I think you were just getting ready to talk about the sovereign citizen movement, and you made the statement that there are four types of shows, basically, on RBN and that see through the dialectical madness that's going on today. Did you want to pick it up there?
Yeah, I think all the shows see through at least the synthesis, which is the final deception, the third deception. We have to understand antithesis and synthesis, and that all three of those are frauds. The first one would be as exemplified is like a false flag operation, and the antithesis, and that's the thesis, and then the stilling the belief that, for example, camel jockeys flew planes into Twin Towers. And then the antithesis would be the press, the demagogues coming forward and within 20 minutes naming bin Laden as the culprit. And then the synthesis in that case would have been the Patriot Act and so forth and the war and all this. Well, I do believe that RBN, without exception, all the shows see through the third, the final fraud, but many are hung up on the antithesis in the overall. And I think important to understand is what I call the heresy of sovereignty, because I think this is where the common law really fails in its movement, because we see the common law people advising everyone that the path to freedom is to declare your own sovereignty, and the court defines that as supreme, absolute, uncontrollable, unaccountable power. And, you know, I say, no, there is only one potentate, one sovereign with that power, as it says in 1 Timothy. And that to make this declaration, you are actually participating in the rebellion of Satan when he declared himself, his ambition to be, to have that power. And so it's no surprise that when you go through the rituals and incantations of the high Masonic courts, that they allow you, and you go through this and then go through the sacred ritual of declaring yourself to be God, that they allow you to walk, they give you a higher standing on the pyramid, a higher degree in the order that they call freedom, and from that lofty height you can look down at the form of the republic that has no life in it, which is the instruction of the republic. And why would this high Masonic court allow you to walk away and allow your countrymen to perish in the battle below, and but you get to flee the battle? And so what they always say is play the game or leave the game. And what I say is, no, we have to take the field.
Okay, we have to take the top of the hour break is what we have to take. And let's continue this whole thing on the other side, because what you're saying is very important, and people need to take this to heart. We're not sovereign individuals. There's only one that's sovereign. I think that's where you're going with this. Folks, our guest is Roger Mundy. And hour number 3 of Govern America is about to begin. Stay
with recent